So we aim to go next week.
What about fixing to go?
Well, we said that sometime. So we fixing to go right now. We getting fixed to go next week.
And if a child's learned something new, like learned a whistle, you want to know where he learned it. You'd say, now who?
Who learned you how to whistle?
And so there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off. And someone comes running in the house and tells you he's fallen off. You'd say, I just
told him to stay off that fence.
Okay, or I just what that was going to happen. I
know it was going to happen. I told him to stay off.
Okay. And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines out and the road's all...
closed off.
Where it's all tore...
Tore up.
And if you want to brighten up your room for a party, you go out to the yard and...
Put lights in
it? Or you have some... things growing out in your yard, you go out and
clean the yard.
Well, you've got things growing there, you go out and you want
to got things growing in it.
Yeah, you like roses and things, you go out
and pick some roses.
Or they didn't have to be roses, you just go out and pick any kind of
flowers.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him a
pimp.
Okay.
That's what we always call him, pimp.
What else would you call him?
A teller.
Uh-huh.
He's a teller, a pimp.
Uh-huh. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
something to play with.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to you. I didn't think you were through asking.
But just anything that he plays with.
A bicycle, play wagon, something like that.
Well, you call that a
football, basketball.
That would be just any kind of
plaything.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it a toy or play pretty?
Yeah, call it play pretty.
Uh-huh. What about a toy?
We call them toys sometimes.
What's the difference between a toy and a play
pretty? It ain't no different, but we just always said a play pretty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go what somebody else.
Go ask somebody else.
So you say, so then I went and what somebody else.
Ask somebody else.
And say, you're the second person who's...
Who said that.
Or who's...
Did that.
Who's what me that question.
Asked me that question.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it. You say, well, go ahead and...
Put it on.
And... He moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever...
Ever since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that...
On purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
Starved him with a knife.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
To pull it down?
Or to what it up, to...
Lift it up?
Did you ever say to hoist it up or heist it up?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Hoist it up.
Uh-huh. And now can you start counting slowly?
Counting?
Uh-huh.
You mean you want me to count?
Yeah.
Like one, two? How far you want me to go?
15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
40.
69?
70.
99?
100.
999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000?
10,000.
Or is one?
1/10.
Or if someone's really rich, you'd say he has 1?
Million.
Okay. And there's some people standing in line. The person at the head of the line is the... What person? The
leader?
Or he's the
boss?
There's 11 people in line. The last man is the 11th.